great to talk some high school hoops with the Coach Blex. Another phenomenal year going back to a state tournament. Did this season maybe surprise you a little bit? Gosh, your top four scorers, I think, four or five, were all seniors last year, all graduate, and you come back and go 24-2 and a phenomenal season and make it back to a state tournament. Did it kind of surprise you, or you're not in the least surprised about this group?
I think we surprised a lot of people, but I think internally we knew that we had a good group coming back. Like you said, we had four of our probably top leading scorers did graduate from last year's team, including second team All-State Ashton Syme. And yeah, we've been pretty blessed here to have some good athletes and kids that can develop in our program, just play behind a lot of good kids. Even last year's group didn't really start playing in a lot of minutes until they were juniors. So we've kind of had a good run where we've stayed old and been old, and this is, next year we'll get pretty young. So we're going to enjoy it. But this group has been a lot of fun to be around. They play well together. They're very unselfish. So it's been not too surprising, but I can see why it surprised some people for sure.
You know, scoring-wise, Coach, you look at your stats and, you know, your top score is right around 10 points a game. It goes 10, 9, 9.8, 8.5, so really not that big-time score. It's pretty balanced all the way down, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very balanced. Our kids play together really well. Like you said, 10 points, but we've had guys go off for 25, 20, high 20s, mid-20s, multiple games, but it's not always just the same kid. So we have capable guys that can get it done when we need them, but it's very much by committee most of the time.
Well, you look at it, you know, your only two losses, no slouches, Central City and then Coach Bros over at Cozad. So the two teams that you maybe had a little hiccup against were still two pretty good teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Both C1 schools playing up as much as we can, and in our area and Central City, you know, we didn't play very well that game, and they played really well. And Coach BJ Blaze, who used to be out southwest in Holdridge, he does a really good job with their boys program in Central City. And then, like you said, Cozad is a state tournament team, and they jumped on us really fast early. And both of those games, we learned, and we're kind of feeling some things out still. Back in 2024, our kids have responded really well and just been playing together, and just a joy to be around.
And no trouble at all. District final with Kimball, 75-51. Sounds like took control from the start, went on for the big win.
Yeah, it was a competitive first quarter, but we got control right at the end of the half and just kind of kept spreading it out throughout the third and fourth quarter. So it was a fun game. Our kids expected to win that one, so it was kind of weird. I'm like, you guys can celebrate and enjoy it. And they're like, well, we expected to win that one. I was like, okay. So I was like, well, these things don't come every year, so enjoy it. So it's been fun.
Kind of figured on all along, hey, we're going to make it in, we're going to be the 3 seed, or did you expect maybe a little different type of seeding?
It was kind of weird with the weather, all these postponements and district final games, and so we didn't know, depending on what happened with the West Holt and Grand Island Central Catholic game, we thought we could be the 3 or the 4. Us and GICC were tied going into districts, and we had a tiebreaker on them, but if they would have won, they would have passed us. So we would have been the 4, but West Holt ended up beating them, and we got in as the 3 seed. So here we are.
Cedar Catholic, first round, another 20-win season, 21-6. No question, you're not facing chopped liver. This is obviously, they got some good players, don't they?
Yeah, they're going to be a tough out for us. I think very similar type of teams. Both have some good size, both have some good shooters and good skill. Both are pretty physical teams, so it should be an entertaining game to watch at Devaney. But yeah, they've been there 5 years in a row, I believe. And last year they ran into Lincoln Lutheran in the first round, and that was a tough matchup for anybody. Obviously, they're still pretty good up in C1 this year. So yeah, they've been there. We've got some family connections. My Mrs. Blex's sister, her husband used to be an assistant coach at Cedar Catholic. So there's been a little family jabbing going back and forth here the last few weeks, so it's been kind of fun.
They didn't sell you any secrets on this team. They probably stayed away from that area, didn't they?
Yeah, no. We left it at we're playing. So we always thought when he was coaching that we'd always end up there. Even when I was in Cambridge, where there was some looking at maybe some district finals if we would have won a certain game or here, but thought maybe we'd get him in a district final about 3 of the 4 years I've been at Cross County, and now we finally get them in the state tournament. So that's where we wanted it to happen if it was going to happen. So
this Freeman team, have you had a chance to watch, you know, the other side of the bracket? And, you know, have you still watched some film of this team? Are they the real deal this year?
They're pretty good. They'll be a tough out for anybody. And, you know, they got a hot team in Bergen. I think the C2 field is, they're probably the class of it just coming in on paper. But obviously every team can have their moments. And they're a pretty solid group, and they play well together, and they're very athletic. But, you know, I think C2 is a very deep field, and I'd say any team could beat anybody in this tournament. So if whatever team's hot and playing well together, I think has a good chance. So it'll be an interesting 3 days for sure.
Well, it sounds like Cross County has treated you well and having a fun time. As you said, next year, after this year, seniors going to be a little bit younger. But it sounds like you've got a good basketball thing going for the years to come.
Absolutely. I inherited a very good program from the previous coach and Coach Conway. Things are in good shape when he left, and been very spoiled with good kids that work hard, put in time in the weight room. Athletics is a very important aspect of Cross County, as well as academics. So a lot of pride in the school, and it's a great place to work. And the kids show up and have good attitudes, and they work hard. So hopefully we can keep it going. We have a lot of good players coming still. We'll just be a little younger, but I think we'll still be a very competitive basketball team here in the next couple of years as well.
Well, that state tournament experience last year, a lot of those kids were down here last year and, you know, finishing third, that's still pretty good, but I'm sure they have, hey, we're going to Saturday's championship game. If not, I'm sure could be a little disappointed, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they have high expectations for themselves, but this group, I know I've been telling them the hardest part's over. Getting there is probably the hardest part, and once you're there, you just go play. Everybody's good. So you just got to show up and give it your best effort, and you got to be able to live with the results. Just play in a fashion that, you know, you can be proud of how you played and can handle it. If you win, great. If you win, you got to be able to deal with it, or lose. If you have to be able to deal with it, just by your effort and your attitude and how we play. But we kind of had that same message last year, and the kids kind of bought into it, and they gave it all they got. And last year we ended up getting 3 games out of it, and like you said, getting third. And this year, we want to play in the right 3 games for sure, but everybody's good. So you just got to show up and play your best basketball, and hopefully shots are falling and you can get some stops.